IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and we are trying to criticize the movie Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross, with Sister Asma and Brother Sayyid Abdullah. Brother, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam. Once more, very happy and glad to be here.
You're welcome. You know, before me asking you a question regarding the movie Father's 2 and its critique, let's take a listen to a short part of the movie Father's 2, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. And then we'll be back with this question. Don't go away.
You want to test me, see how serious I am? Why?
Why?
I won't know why. I won't know why. I won't know now. Why? Why have you forsaken here now? And I'm here. I'm gonna do right. I want to be good. I want to be good. I'm gonna be good.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are trying to criticize the movie Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. Sister Asma, Stu is unhappy about, you know, his medical condition, myositis. You know, this is what they call in the movie. This is a medical condition, you
yes,
know.
Yes.
You know, involving the muscular tissues of the body weakening progressively.
Atrophy of his muscles.
Yes. Something like MS.
It's worse than that,
multiple,
actually.
It's worse, yeah. Multiple sclerosis, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, he's praying to God, but at the same time complains.
Mm, yes.
You know, if you imagine that part in the movie, he complains to God that, God, why it happened to me, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, do you think, I mean, are the catastrophes, are the disasters, problems, incurable diseases such as Stu's case, you know, in Stu's case, are they a test, whatever happens to
of
people?
Of course they are.
You know, we all know that when, you know, things go wrong, mm-hmm. usually people go through several stages. Like the first stage, mostly to such, let's say, chronic incurable diseases,
mm-hmm.
for example, such as cancer or MS
yes,
or
yes.
stuff like this, is that they go through a stage of denial. And the second stage, psychologically speaking or medically speaking, they accept it, but they get very much angry about it. All right.
Of course.
So anger is
so
the second
natural.
Phase. And sometimes they fail to go on to the several other stages. For example, the third stage or the next stage is acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
They simply accept whatever conditions they have.
Yes.
All right. And he seems to be in the second stage, if I'm not wrong, you know. So, you know, from the medical perspective, that is the stages people go through. But from the religious or from the, you know, humanistic perspective.
Spiritual point of view.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Especially from religious studies perspective. Are problems such as this or catastrophes a test for people?
Yes, of course they are a test. See, it's again, as we're human beings, we've been brought into this world and nobody has ever promised us that you're going to have a peachy life and no problems, no obstacles, no worries, no cries. So it is not heaven. Here is not heaven. Here is a world to test us.
It's not what they say, bed of roses.
Exactly. We're not here for a happy journey. It's not going to be like that. And nobody has ever promised that. There are going to be problems, issues, catastrophes, and so much of a hard, daggering sort of situations that would happen to each and every one of us. The point is, when we say that, okay, it's a test from God, it is very difficult to understand that when you are in a situation of misery. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. I guess Stu was very good because it took him only one conversation with God and he was just nagging for some moment and it was finished. And the next day he was back to his normal life. Mm-hmm.
For lots of individuals, it doesn't work like that.
It takes more than that, yes. It takes years. You keep those grudges from God, and you would never forget that what he did to you. You know, when I was young, I read a story which was very nice. A man in his dream, saw his life in front of his eyes mm-hmm. and saw that there are some footsteps on the shores of an ocean. Then he had the right to ask God. He said that, okay, see how miserable I was. I was all alone crossing these shores by myself and nobody mm-hmm. came to my rescue, even you. And then God replied to him that, okay, those footprints are my footprints. I was holding you in my hand mm-hmm. so that you do not understand the difficulties to the core. Mm-hmm. So that was very nice and interesting, and it captivated me ever since. And I was thinking that it's true that we are going through a difficult situation as human beings, and our heart might get so broken and feel so much suffocated. But the truth is that even in those situations, God is looking after us, and he's there very close, because if he's not there and if he's not helping us, so many other things we might do, you know? Even the people who are religious enough to deal with situations, at the difficult situations, they come to think of suicide or something like that. But he's God, the one who's helping us to cross all those situations. So generally speaking, I would say that those situations happen to everyone, and it's very normal and natural.
Are you suggesting that those who are religious take it more easily?
I would suggest that those who believe in God and think of him as a friend who's always close to them, they would never, and they might think of wrong decisions, but they would never take those roads because they have someone to cry on his shoulder, to bear their soul for, and to, you know, that process of complaining is also giving you something that would make you like, it's a purgation, you know, it would make you let everything out of yourself.
I see.
And then
out
that
of
would
your
be,
system.
Yes, it would be a healing conversation, I guess.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sister Asma. Let's take a short break by listening to another part of the movie, Father Stu, producing 2022, and then we'll be back. Don't go away.
I don't know what else to say.
Oh, that's a first. You must be really sick.
That's what they're saying, Mom. I feel fine so far.
Baby,
you can beat this. They ain't seen it in a man so young. Means they don't know it's possible to get it
gone. You gotta think that way. Can't think nothing else.
Yeah.
But in case you don't, you ought to move back home.
Spend what you got left doing things you enjoy. Eat your favorite food, see your friends.
You might even box again.
Ma.
Sorry, baby.
I'm just scared.
Now look at Mary.
Watching her son getting whipped and nailed. She probably look good doing it.
That's a fairy tale, Stu.
And if it ain't?
This God of yours, you've given up everything for him.
And what's he do? He punishes you.
When God wounds us, he calls us closer to him.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah helping me as guest speakers in the studio to criticize the movie Fathers 2, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. Sayyid Abdullah, when Stu talks to his mother, who turned out to be an atheist, of course, just like his dad, you know, is surprised as to what kind of God he is that punishes those who worship and serve him.
Mm.
Right? If you imagine that part. Yeah, and he says, when God wounds us, he calls us closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
This is a rather mystical interpretation, right?
It is.
Are catastrophes, trial and tribulation, in fact, a means of proximity to God?
Okay, so from a Christian perspective, you can see that this notion exists.
Mm-hmm.
From an Islamic perspective, this notion extremely heavily exists.
Mm-hmm.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he clearly made it very clear in chapter Al-Mulk in verse 1 that الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. He created life and death, which is life, only and only to trial you. That's it.
To put you all to test.
Yeah. So the whole purpose of life is not to live happily after, is not to seek wealth, is not to seek money, not to build a house, not to have a family, not to live a luxurious life.
Mm-hmm.
These were not part of life. Like Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says, you're trying to seek something in a place that's not designated for it.
Mm-hmm.
So seeking happiness in this world, it's bogus. It's not going to happen. It's not designed for it.
Yeah.
So Allah says this entire world is meant to be for what? For trials. Trials mean pain, means suffering, it means problems, it doesn't mean happiness. I'm not going to give you 50 questions and multiple choice answers and you just pick and choose and then you go out. No, no, no. The test of life is extremely hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having said that, that this life is based on tests, there are those who he gives them pleasurable life, comfortable life, from our perspective at least, because God...
That's another kind of test you mean.
Exactly,
that's
another kind of test.
So Allah lets them go, right? There are those whom Allah loves the most. And he wants them to keep, he wants to keep them close to him.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones who have the most of trials. Because as a human beings, when I, if imagine this, if me as a child, if I get hurt, if I get injured, the first one I run to is my mother. I run for someone that can carry me, that can absorb that pain that I have and nurture it with love.
Right.
So this is just a natural human being reaction. You get hurt, you got someone who can cure you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same thing. He says, in life, every time I see you, obviously this is with the special ones.
Mm-hmm.
He says, every time I see you driving away from me and drifting away from me, I will send something to you that will make you come back.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, okay, God, please, what's going on here? Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us be, we will differently drift. If he does not intervene,
yes,
especially with problems, whether it's a sickness, it's a family problem, it's a spouse problem, child problem, money problem, whatever problem there is. If Allah gives us everything that we need, we will never talk to him. We will never even come to him.
Yes.
Even Allah in the Quran says, "In ra'ahu istaghna." Once he becomes rich, he says, I have no need of God.
Yeah.
Even he will acclaim whatever he has as his is none of God, like Qarun. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ عَلَىٰ عَلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Allah has nothing to do with it. When Moses said to him, come pay your charity, pay your taxes, he said, no, it's all mine. Allah has nothing to do with it. That's what happens. Before, Qarun was a very poor man and he was constantly praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, yes, I will put you, like there's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, if Allah loves a mu'min, he will put his head into water and just before he drowns, he pulls him out.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a breather and he puts him back again. Like, أغطسه غطسة, like that's the term. I'm like, that's torture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's literally torture. This is what we see in the movies.
Yeah,
right?
True.
So Allah says, for my believers, for my servants, for those who are close to me, I will do that to them just to make sure that we are constantly in contact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like the sister said, sometimes it's very hard for us to see this thing. So that's why you need to mentally be prepared for it. If you're not mentally prepared for it, then you have the rejection. What kind of God that would punish those whom he loved?
Yeah, true indeed.
So it makes a difference of how you see
and
it.
And it was very nice, you know, it happened to him right after he decided to be a priest, right after he decided to get closer to God.
Yeah,
true indeed. Yeah. Education was, because I come from the background of education, you know, I can compare it to a kind of proverb, but it's better not, because it might actually drive a wrong message actually there. But the thing is, if there is no test in a class, if there's a teacher, there is education, there is a class full of people, students, but there is no test, there is no examination, the students will play all the time.
No one will ever study.
Exactly. They would never study and they would never excel in whatever course that they are taking part in, you know?
Exactly.
So that's the kind of look I have as a test, like test of life, basically. Yeah. This is not a test of classrooms or school, but it is a test of life.
It's exactly the same.
But for everyone, it's different, as you were saying.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. But I always say this to people when I see people complaining about life. I'm like, imagine you're going to school and you have a test. You go to the exam room, and in the exam room, you said, bring me a TV, bring me a bed, bring me a sofa, bring me food, yes, bring me coffee. They will say to you, sorry, but this is in the classroom. Yeah. You need to do your exam and go out.
Yeah.
Then you have your fun. Here, we can't do that. Yes. This is exactly what we're doing in this dunya. Allah says, this is an exam.
Yeah.
You're saying, God, give me comfort, give me cars, give me house, give me wife, give me husband, give me kids. Allah says, dude, just pass a test, and damn it, I have eternity waiting for you.
Yeah.
But we just can't.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a nice, actually, point to end with. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma. And thank you for listening to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with the critique of the movie Fathers 2, produced in 2022. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.